Those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. And of course, you can find us on the app, 850-437-1620, if you'd like to join us today. Our next guest is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber. And we also have a guest on the phone. I will let Todd introduce him.
Yes, thank you. Welcome to the Chamber Connection. We have a special guest. He's a member of our board of directors at the Chamber, but also heavily involved with entrepreneurship and innovation here in Pensacola. Lloyd Richard, welcome to the Chamber Connection.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, great. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to you.
Already.
Yeah, so thanks for calling in this morning on this Labor Day. And I want to talk to you about some of the things we're doing at the Chamber with entrepreneurship and innovation. But first, give us a little bit of your background and how you've developed your passion for entrepreneurship.
Yes, I've pretty much always had a passion for entrepreneurship, but I started off my career out of college at University of Florida with a degree in electrical engineering, working for Bennett Corporation in Kansas City, Missouri. And the reason why I went there, I wanted to learn about manufacturing because I always had all these ideas on how to make things and create things. And so I figured it was a good opportunity to learn. I transitioned out of there to went to work on my own a little bit. And then in the late 80s, I came back to work for what's now called Air Force Research Lab at Eglin Air Force Base in the Munitions Directorate. Spent most of my career there developing technology for weapons, robots, and stuff like that. And so I've got a real good technical background. And then over the past 4 years, we've been doing a lot of stuff related to startups and helping them learn the best practice and then running a startup. And that was as a result of my career after I retired in 2012. I kind of did my entrepreneur efforts for Force and got a chance to participate in the startup ecosystem all over the world. And so I think it's a great opportunity for entrepreneurs now to take advantage of those kind of resources that are out there.
Yeah, you mentioned the Kukua Institute. And so what exactly is that, and what do y'all do to support budding entrepreneurs?
Yeah, so we sort of got started, back in the middle of COVID, August of 2020, and what I saw the need for our local ecosystem was that there was a void in the folks at the idea stage and the folks that were already out there, and so what we decided to do was to start maybe by helping founders and entrepreneurs understand the best practices for building a startup. And what that meant was there's a method for everything. And so when you've got an idea, so what is the method for turning that idea into a product or service? And so that's what we kind of focused on. But we also wanted to make sure entrepreneurs were aware of the resources that were out there for them. So that's how we designed that program. Help you learn the best practices, and then we also try to connect you to the resources that and basically there's a journey from your idea to trying to get to this milestone or product market fit, and where everything's kind of clicking and you're getting customers and you raise the scale, but it's kind of hard to get funding before that stage. So what the ecosystem provides a lot of opportunity for funding, training, in-kind services, and so that you have to be able to communicate to these startup organizations about what your idea is and how you plan to make money. So you have to design a business model around your idea, and you pitch that to get support to build whatever you're building.
So you mentioned the startup ecosystem, and that's something that that we've talked a lot about sort of internally at the Chamber. Talk about how the Chamber has engaged trying to bring folks together to learn more about the ecosystem and those resources that are out there and available to entrepreneurs.
Oh, yes, great. Todd, we definitely appreciate your leadership and you know, continuing the traditional economic development and then also looking at the innovation and entrepreneurship. And so the chamber, you know, establishes subcommittee to focus on innovation and entrepreneurship, which is not uncommon for chambers to do. So as our small business members are, you know, the economy is changing, so you got all this innovation going on. So, you know, we at the chamber figure we need to support our members in all this innovation and entrepreneurship stuff so they don't get left behind. And so, but there's also a budding folks out in the community that have ideas and they want to work on them, but they don't know where to turn. So we thought it would be a good idea if we kind of get the folks in the ecosystem, all the organizations that provide services for entrepreneurs, to kind of get them to collaborate more. And so on the Innovation Entrepreneurship Committee, so what has happened over the past year and a few months is your staff, Quinn and Carolyn, basically, you know, work together. And we saw that the best practice would be to learn what other ecosystems are doing. And so Quinn has did a great job on connecting us with the other ecosystems here in Florida and Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia. And so we helping our members and the community learn what other communities are doing. And the main thing we want to accomplish is that is collaboration. And so we can all work together to support the entrepreneurs out in the community that have ideas or actually are trying to grow their business, but they don't know how to grow it. And they may not be aware of the resources that are locally, globally, and also all the in-kind services that the big corporations provide entrepreneurs. So that's truly what the chamber is involved in. It's helping everybody, all the organizations collaborate. And then now we're at the situation where we're reaching out to the community for the people who have ideas and want to turn those ideas into reality. And that sort of grew into this brand of Startup Source Pensacola.
So for those that are that have an idea for a business, what is their biggest challenge? What's their biggest hurdle when they're coming up with that maybe prevents them from taking it to that next level?
Well, it's knowledge, and so the knowledge of, you know, in traditional small business, you have to have the knowledge for what your craft is, but you also have to knowledge how to leverage, you know, how to leverage resources. And so typically, you know, we have the Small Business Development Center, we have the bank. And so the question is, if you want some money from the bank, you know, how do you prepare yourself to do that? And in the startup world, it's the same thing. So if you have an idea, what do you do to get help? And so the startup ecosystem focuses on you pitching your business model, not your product or service, where in the traditional small businesses, you're doing all the traditional stuff that you're familiar with doing a small business. But the startup world is totally different. Like, you can go out and participate in a pitch competition and win $5,000, $100,000, or whatever, but you have to speak the language of the ecosystem. And so that's why there's knowledge gap.
And I know that in talking to other startups and other startup organizations from my prior state, I used to live in Wisconsin and work for some chambers up there in my prior life. Talk to me a little bit more about the importance of the business plan and working with, like you said, financial institutions, because a lot of them won't lend money, it's my understanding, if you don't have a business plan in place that they can get on board with.
Yeah, so that's traditional Main Street business, but in the startup world, it doesn't work with a business plan. It works with a one-page business plan called a Lean Canvas. Mm. That Lean Canvas is your business model. There's 9 areas on there, and once you learn those 9 areas, you actually pitch that. And so people will literally help you turn that idea into reality, where in the small business, Main Street, going to banking stuff, you literally, you know, have a business plan, and you're doing the traditional stuff you're normally doing, but the startup ecosystem works totally opposite. You pitch your idea, and you get help. They're betting on you to be able to build what your idea is.
So you mentioned an event that's coming up next week, and that's sneaking up on us, but it'll be here soon. Startup Source Pensacola. Tell folks about that and how they can get engaged with this this new and pretty cool event.
Yeah, so Startup Source Pensacola is hosting an entrepreneur resource expo. And so the idea is you bring a lot of the resources that are available for entrepreneurs in one location. And then all the entrepreneurs, business owners, they can actually come to the event, which is going to be on September 12th from 10 to 2 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. So it's just connecting people to resources and so they can leverage these resources. And for an example, We about a year or so ago, the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber was having a procurement thing where they teaching people how to do business with the state and local governments and stuff like that. And one of the vendors that was there was the UWF Hospital. And a lot of people in the community may not know, they have a grant to do programs for veterans and minorities and women, that they will help you with market research. They will help you prototype your idea. And so one of the persons that attended there, now they're in partnership with the university and patenting the thing and got a prototype already. So these are resources that are available to people that you know, the average community member may not even be aware of.
And so do you need to register, or is there a way to get more information?
Yes, at the Chamber's website. I think what Quinn said is on the front page of the Chamber's website. So you should be able to go there and register for this Entrepreneur Resource Expo. And we got a lot of resources that are there. And of course, the Tukul Institute will be there, Small Business Development Center 4, the IHMC, we'll have probably at least 3 dozen resources there for people to take advantage of.
And again, that's next Wednesday, September 12th, at the Brownsville Community Center. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm guessing that's the next week. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Losing track of time.
I know. It's amazing. The years just fly by. So next Wednesday at Brownsville Community Center, 10 to 2, go to the Chamber website, PensacolaChamber.com, to get more information and to sign up. So this is a really cool opportunity for startups and entrepreneurs, but it's really just the first of a number of events that are coming up that Quinn Burrow and yourself and Carolyn Fries have really worked on for entrepreneurs. I know you have a lot coming up around Entrecon later on in the fall.
Yes.
Talk about some of those activities.
Yeah, I will, but I'll also remind people that I think Wired is coming up next month. So there's definitely an event before November, and that's a great event that small business owners, entrepreneurs can go to, and the whole event is topics related to AI. So it should be a great event as well. But in November, we are doing Global Entrepreneur Week. There's a lot of activities are happening. And so it's going to start off with on the 6th, the 1 million cups the week before Entrecon, and then at the Core Institute, we're going to have our Startup on the Block event that will be every Thursday. We're going to have a in-person event there. And then that Saturday, which is not on the calendar yet, the Core Institute, we're also going to do a kind of like a Get Started for entrepreneurs, you know, an event that Saturday. And then on the 11th of November, We're going to have another networking event to start up. So it's Pensacola. And then on the 12th, Pensacola Newer Kids going to have a business fair. And then on the 13th, 14th, Entrecon is going to happen. And then on the 15th through the 17th, you're going to have Startup Weekend from TechStars. And that's a really great event. And it basically takes you through an idea. And in 1 weekend, you go from an idea to a prototype.
Yeah, so just a lot of great activities coming up, a lot of great events coming up for entrepreneurs. We just had a social week and a half ago.
Those
are going to continue.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Yeah, they're going to continue. And so for the organizations that are interested in participating the event that's coming up this week, you know, it's free to participate. So if you're an organization out there and you have some resources that are available for businesses and entrepreneurs, you're welcome to participate, and you should be able to find that information on the website as well. And then for all the entrepreneurs who are looking, it doesn't matter if you have an idea. Matter of fact, you should even wait till you have an idea. You should actually become aware of what's available in the community. So when you do get an idea, you know where to go and what to do.
Yes, absolutely. And you mentioned the Innovation and Entrepreneurship Committee at the Chamber that you're the chair of. Talk about those meetings, who can come, when are they, that sort of thing. And, like you say, if someone has even the inkling of an idea, you know, how they can get engaged and learn more.
Yeah, so at the Chamber on the last Tuesday of the month at 9:30, we have an hour meeting where it's the committee, organizations can, any organization you have can come, or if you're an entrepreneur, you can come. It's just a way that we all can collaborate to make sure people are aware of the resources that are available. And we're not trying to reinvent the wheel, so Quinn has been inviting guests from all these different ecosystems to come in and explain to us how they do their ecosystem. And so last Tuesday, we had a gentleman, Jake, from Plug and Play, and they just moved to Florida within the past year. And they have they do a corporate innovation program. And so we need to make sure folks here in Northwest Florida are aware of that organization. And so if an entrepreneurship or a startup has some ideas that might benefit a major corporation, they can connect with that. So it's just about learning about these programs that can literally help you go from an idea to a product or service and go forward.
Todd Thompson is our guest from the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, and we also have Lloyd Richard on the phone as well today on Pep Talk, Chamber Connection. News Radio Pensacola, again, if you have any questions, 850-437-1620, feel free to text those in, and we are talking startups in the Pensacola area.
So, Lloyd, one thing that I've really appreciated about your efforts working with Quinn and some other folks is that, you know, you're seeing folks from around the community come to the table and work together. And we've got CoLab, like you mentioned, Cuckoo Institute, Studer Community Institute, University of West Florida. Seeing those folks come together and really collaborate on this is really cool to see. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, and that really is the key to a startup ecosystem. No one organization owns the ecosystem. The ecosystem is just a collaboration of organizations. And so like, for example, I'll give you an example. So the role the Cuckoo Institute plays is we provide training for entrepreneurs. So we have several training courses, but the main one we do is using the Lean Stack framework. So we make that available to any person, you know, to actually come in there and learn how to design a scalable business model. And then we also have another program called Startup Science. So all the language that you need as a startup person to pitch your business model, and that course provides all that, and it teaches you how to apply for all these different programs. So those things are available to anybody, you know, in Northwest Florida that's actually interested. And so what we do is we try to, by preparing, giving you the basics, then you can go up, you have the knowledge to actually apply for a program that may give you $50,000 or $25,000, or apply for a pitch contest that may give anywhere from a few thousand to, a lot of people understand they have pitch competition that give away $1 million, you know, you write $1 million checks. So these are, but you have to be able to communicate what you're building, not what you have, what you're building.
Would you be able to talk a little bit about the programs, in maybe a little bit more detail about the programs that you offer, what the timeline is for signing up, how much of a commitment is in terms of weeks, registration and things like that?
Okay. Yeah, so with our training thing, with the Lean Stack thing, and these are two of the top programs in the world. And so you can sign up at any time. You can get in there and actually start taking the training. So like if you kind of like go to the Cool Institute's website, the Get Started page, it lists our startup programs. So you click on those links and you can sign up, and we'll give you access to it. And then if you need help, you can reach out. We have mentors and coaches to kind of help you get through the program.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Any other questions?
Yes, no, and our sponsor those programs, so there's no charge for the person that's interested.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, Lloyd, I really want to say thank you for being on today. Lloyd Richard with the Cuckoo Institute. He's on the Greater Pensacola Chamber Board of Directors and is really guiding our innovation and entrepreneur efforts. And if you want to get engaged, please reach out to us at the chamber. We want to get you plugged in. As Lloyd was saying, you know, it really takes the entire community to work together and to understand the resources that are out there. And you know, we want to make Pensacola, we've got a lot of great things happening in Pensacola. We've got the you know, kind of the vibe and the you know, place people want to be. Now we just want to make it even better for our startups, so we can attract more talent and more great businesses to our community. So, Lloyd, thank you so much for everything you do for our community. Really appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate the leadership, and we appreciate the radio station. I think we want to take away all the excuses any person can have about turning their idea into reality, or if their business is having trouble growing. We want to, you know, have the resources available to help people scale and grow their businesses.
Absolutely.
So a good check-in point for people if they want to follow up on the discussion today would be to either visit the Pensacola Chamber website or perhaps connect with you, Todd or Lloyd.
So yes. I would say, yeah, connect with Lloyd or Quinn Bro, who manages our Innovation Entrepreneur Committee and those activities at the Chamber. Connect with any of us and we'll get you all the information.
PensacolaChamber.com is the website.
That's it.
And what's a good phone number for them?
475-4999.
Perfect. All right. Well, Todd Thompson, once again, President and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, and Lloyd Richard from the Cuckoo Institute is our guest today. We certainly appreciate you being on Pep Talk. Hope you guys all have a great Labor Day weekend. Hopefully the rest of the day is not so much work.
Yeah. This was fun.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you all. All right. Bye-bye.